Okay, I'm going to give you guys some briefing introductions and hear everything. I'm Flavia, I'm your moderator for today, and I'm going to keep up your time, so be aware of that. When you have 3 minutes left, I'm going to stand right here so like you know you have 3 minutes, so you can make yourself your time and like, know what you want to speed up or like, okay, I have plenty of time for questions. So I'm starting with our first presenter, Faisal from UF, and he's going to talk about the effect of growing media pH on nutrient uptake in HLB-affected young citrus plants grown in hydroponics.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to my talk. I am Faisal Shehzad, a graduate student in the University of Florida. Today, the topic of my presentation is the effect of growing media pH on nutrient uptake in HLB-affected young citrus plants grown in hydroponic conditions. And the co-authors in this project are Dr. Devi and Dr. Tripti Vashis. Thank you so much, Tripti, for coming in my talk after 2 years, 1.5 year around. So I would like to start with the introduction. When I came to US, so I was very much curious because in our countries, every country has a national fruit. And I want to get to know what is the national fruit of USA. But then I come up with the idea by the literature digging that here a state-wise fruit of Ian. So citrus is the state fruit in Florida. Currently the citrus utilized production is 7.77 million tons in USA. Among the major producers of citrus, California, Florida, and Arizona. In 2017, California citrus production is more than Florida after 6 decades. It's not because of the area production is increased in Florida, it's because the Florida production has declined due to combined effect of HLB disease and Hurricane Irma. So what is HLB or Hong Leung Ming disease? It is caused by a phloem-limited bacterium known as Candidatus labrobacter and vectored by the citrus psyllid. And among so many symptoms of seedless infected tree, it can be seen on the picture. There are less vegetative biomass on the tree. On the leaves, it shows the blotchy peel surface, mottles, and nutrient deficiency symptoms on the leaves. And twigs die back, reduce biomass, and there is a stunted growth, and that caused the lifespan of tree much shorter than expected. And until now, there is no cure for HLB. So what are the different approaches by which we can mitigate the HLB disease? If we talk about the long term, Dr. Ed Stover is here. He's a good breeder to produce more resistant genotype, rootstock, or sign varieties. But if we talk about the current strategies that the people are doing right now to control the citrus psyllid infection, playing with the enhanced mineral nutrition and replantation of the declining trees. Other than that, there is some potential if we can maintain the irrigation water pH that can provide the continuous supply of nutrients to the plant body and can help to reduce the biotic and abiotic stress in the plant. So what has the potential of irrigation water pH? It has the potential to alter the pH of the soil. It can alter the nutrient uptake pattern. It can maintain the buffering capacity of growing media. And it can interact with the rootstock to maintain their health under HLB prevailing conditions as well. So why the irrigation water pH? Why we are selecting that? Because the recent survey in the citrus groves in Florida have revealed that most of the irrigation water the growers used are rich in bicarbonate ions. How the bicarbonate ions are going to interact with HLB disease? High bicarbonate ions have interaction with the loss of fibrous root in HLB-affected plants. It showed the nutrient and water stress conditions. It can reduce the mineral nutrients availability, Most of them are micronutrients, and it is already been reported in the last year with Graham and Morgan study. So if somehow we can maintain the irrigation water, if we can apply the irrigation water and maintain the pH around the root rhizospheres, so there is possibility that root can absorb maximum amount of nutrients and ultimately can help in the plant sustenance. So the objective of my research to determine the plant growth trends in healthy and HLB-affected plants grown under different pH conditions, and to identify the nutrient uptake pattern of healthy and HLB-affected plants grown under different pH-maintained growing media. Among the materials and methods, we selected the mid-sweet orange grafted on Koharski rootstock. They were grafted at the same time. We divided the plants into two different health conditions. One is healthy and the other one are HLB-affected. And both were, initially they were given the 7 days hydroponic shock, and after that we put them in the Hogland solution. And the pH of Hogland solution was maintained at different pH ranges. First one 6 to 6.5, second one 6.5 to 7, then 7 to 7.5, 7.5 to 8, and 8 to 8.5. A similar trend was followed in the HLB-affected plants. So pH was maintained on every alternate day by adding the acid or base, because in citrus, it was very difficult to maintain the pH at very exact digit. And in this, randomized complete block design was used with four replicates, and the sampling and data collection was done at day 0, 7, 14, 28, and 35. The parameter study were divided into different categories. If we talk about the plant growth-related, percent increase in shoot growth and stem diameter, percent change in number of leaves and chlorophyll content, fresh and dry plant biomass, wind riser studies of roots, stem water potential, and some of the water and nutrient uptake pattern, including the water loss, electrical conductivity, pH, and nutrient analysis of leaves and Hogland solution. Okay, jump up to the results. Here are the plants at day 35, healthy and HLB affected at pH 6. If we talk about the HLB affected plants, so four out of four plants were able to produce new flushes, increase in number of leaves, improve growth, as compared to the healthy one. In the healthy one, only one out of four plants were able to produce fresh growth. This is at pH 7. pH 7 seemed to be promising to maintain the health at towards healthy plants only. And pH 8, both the healthy and HLB affected plant seem to decrease, like decrease in chlorophyll content and not much growth, or otherwise they were like more of the leaf drop is occurring and towards negative. So in this graph, we are going to see the percent change in number of leaves over different pH conditions at the last day 35. X-axis indicate the pH. Y-axis indicate the percent change in leaves. Blue bars indicate the HLB plants. Brown bars indicate the healthy plants. If we talk about the HLB plants, so at pH 6, a maximum flush growth was occurred in. Number of leaves were increased at pH 6. And in case of healthy, the maximum growth pattern was happened at pH 7. So it seems like under HLB condition, pH 6 is going to be promising to maintain health and productivity of HLB-affected plants. This graph shows the percent increase in shoot growth. A similar trend, x-axis is the different pH, y-axis is the percent increase in shoot growth. A different color lines actually shows the HLB and HLY healthy plants at different time points. So here we can see a red circle that shows the HLB plants at day 7. There was an increase, a little increase, but we can see at the brown part there was a much growth occurred within 3-week period, and then the maximum growth occurred at day 35, only at pH 6, as comparison to other pH ranges. And if we talk about the healthy plants, maximum growth happens at the pH 7. This graph shows the percentage change in chlorophyll content. It's a non-destructive method by the SPAT value, how much chlorophyll is going to happen to be improved. A same trend, x-axis is the pH, y-axis is the percent change in chlorophyll content. Why most of the results are in percentage? Because there was a variation at the plant height and different parameters between healthy and HLB, within the healthy and within the HLB affected plant. So it make much more sense to see how much increase we have seen from the base level. So whatever the pH condition, HLB plant responded better towards SPAT value, and maximum SPAT value was observed, change observed at pH 6 and 6.5. But in case of healthy, at pH 8, there was a decline as well. If we want to see at the different time points, day 7, day 14, and day 28, so HLB plants have the maximum amount of chlorophyll content at pH 6, but at pH 7, their chlorophyll content is going to decrease. And healthy plants have the maximum content at pH 7, and pH 8, there was a negative. So it's mean it has been decreased from the day 0 towards onward study. This graph showed the dry shoot biomass. So pH 6 and pH 7.5, most of the leaves lost greater amount of their matter content. That can be like there is a lot of fresh growth and most of them are succulent, so they are unable to maintain in the dry form when the dry weight was measured. But there was not much significant difference in healthy ones. We try to measure the osmotic potential, stem osmotic potential between the healthy and HLB affected plants. Why we measure the stem osmotic potential? Because it can tell us the tension within the plant body, water potential within a plant body. It acts something like the blood in our humans. So when we are a little bit under stressful condition, our blood pressure is going to high, our heart is going to pump the blood at a more flow. The same situation is happening with me right now. But in the plant, the similar way. So if the plant is under stress, either biotic or abiotic, so the tension is going to get increased. So it means there are less nutrient or less water uptake is going to happen, and that is happening to the transpiration and evaporation effect. So in this graph, we are going to see the percent change in osmotic potential at pH conditions at day 35. So the plants that were given the pH 6, they show the negative. They show like negative, more negative the better. It's mean the negative percent increase, so it's mean it is going to be increase. It is going to be more water and nutrient uptake within the plant body from the root to the leaf, and it is going to perform much healthier way. So at pH 6, there was way less osmotic potential, and pH 7, it responded better. If we see the root diameter, HLB-affected plants have shown, this is the Windriser study, and HLB-affected plants have shown less root diameter as compared to the healthy ones. It is the nutrient uptake status at day 0. So HLB-affected plants have a less content of calcium, iron, zinc, manganese as compared to the healthy plants. And when we done the nutrients analysis at day 37, at pH 6, plants were able to maintain the optimum level of nitrogen. Plants were somewhat increased the zinc content as well. But the calcium was less at pH 6 and maximum was at pH day 35. In this graph, we are going to show the nutrient uptake pattern of phosphorus and calcium from Hogland solution. So this graph shows the pH condition, and the other one is the y-axis shows the absorption. What is the base level? How much is absorbed? So it is the amount of each nutrient that is absorbed. At pH 6, less phosphorus absorption was occurred as compared to pH 8. A similar trend was observed in the calcium. Less calcium is absorbed at pH 6 as compared to other, and it was increased over the pH conditions. A similar trend was observed in iron and boron. So at the very end, in the conclusion, there was no significant difference was found in stem diameter, EC, pH, fresh shoot, and dry biomass. There was interaction between the growing media pH and HLB disease. So growing media and plant roots showed the buffering capacity to maintain the pH across the root rhizosphere. Adjusting the growing media pH with using the acidified irrigation water could be a good strategy to minimize the stress under HLB prevailing conditions, and specifically for the Florida groves that are light textured. Thank you so much for your patience. If you have any questions, just...